listener production. Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Up to 2,800 Telstra jobs are set to be axed as the telco announces new cost-cutting measures. It's caused uproar amongst unions who say workers have been blindsided, but CEO Vicky Brady says it'll simplify operations and improve productivity.
This is a very hard day for many of our teams right across Telstra. Consultation with employees will commence today on 377 of those proposed job reductions.
Two children and a woman have been airlifted to Perth following a crash in the state's southwest. Their car hit a tree on Brockman Highway in Carradale just after 8:30 this morning. Two other children have been taken to nearby hospitals. Police are investigating an aggravated home burglary in Perth's east on Sunday. Two men forced entry into the Newlands Grove home in Gooseberry Hill around 1:30 a.m., stealing a RAV4 and a handbag. That same car is believed to have been used for several other burglaries before being dumped in Bayswater yesterday. Anyone with info should call Crime Stoppers. The Premier says the federal government hasn't consulted the states about potential changes to the NDIS. Legislative changes are being considered to save billions, prompting fears of poorer outcomes. Roger Cook says any changes must benefit those with a disability.
That has to be on the basis of an objective, a goal to actually improve the outcomes for NDIS users, simply not an opportunity to transfer costs to the states.
In sport, Freo's Michael Frederick is tipped to be back from concussion protocol next week, while Sean Darcy is another test to play this Friday against Collingwood. The star ruckman was rested last week over a calf injury. And a top-of-the-table clash for West Coast Fever this weekend, as the Perth side looks to extend its unbeaten start to the Super Netball season. Coach Dan Ryan says they're looking forward to it.
We always have fierce battles against the Vixens. The quality of the game is always up there. The turnover rate is very low. Both teams are really hard to get the ball off when they're up and about.